Ryan! Ryan, where are you?
Jackson, I'm over here.
Where?
Over here, come look.
Okay, 1 second. Ryan, what are you doing?
I just want to see what this button does.
No, Ryan, don't press the button, please. What did you do?
What are you doing?
Welcome to The Breaking Point. My name's Jackson Ammons. Alongside here, I have Ryan Ruthroff and our two guests in the studio, Jack Michael and Kendall Walters.
Hi. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hello.
So today we have a little bit of a shortened show, just a little bit, not by that much.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes, just because the Coliseum game is coming on. So make sure you stay tuned for that one, too, because that's going to be a great game, great opportunity for sports broadcasters. Head down there. It's a
They got sideline, courtside
seats. Brady, one of the broadcasters, showed me a picture of the place, and it looks awesome. I'm a little jealous, not going to lie. Yeah. Hey, but we got this nice studio in here that we're in every day.
It's not going to be loud and obnoxious with people everywhere screaming about a basketball game.
I can get popcorn thrown on my head when bad things happen.
Exactly.
What?
I don't think that happens very often. No, it happens a lot, trust me.
How many sporting events do you go to?
None.
The occasional one or two.
Yeah, none. See, if you went to a lot, you get a lot of stuff thrown on top of you.
Oh, okay.
I'll take your word for it.
People are mean. I mean, they just don't respect the personal
especially
space of food.
Especially if it's one that's like a national one, like a Pacers game or a Colts game, and there's alcohol allowed there. One of the most fun things doing is watching the drunk people get even drunker because the stuff that they scream and say and the way they act, it's just really, it could be more fun than the game eventually.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I've never really experienced that before. The extent of my sporting event.
Have you ever gone to a Pacers game?
No, I've only been to like high school football game.
Really?
And like Carmel Dad's Club stuff when my brother played. I've never been to anything like professional.
You have a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I have a brother.
He's older brother, right?
Yes, older brother. Tall, older brother. 6'5".
How old is he?
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, he's huge. What?
How old is he?
20?
Is he...
Why are we talking about my brother?
I don't know.
I'm curious. You never talk about him, so I'm curious.
I just figured out you had a sister like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow. Kendall's not an only child.
Known you since ninth grade.
Because, you know, that's really, like, not common. I mean, who siblings? What? Like, who has those?
No, I mean, you never talk about
them.
Yeah,
you literally have never said a word about either of those two people in my life.
Wow, this is awkward.
we're learning. This is another interview. It's another 60-second interview.
Second interview?
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and prep for Maggie's news report that's coming on right after this next song. So this next song is Lover Come Back by City and Color here on The Edge. So make sure. I thought I hit the button. There we go. Now the button's hit.
Okay. Nice job.
This is Lover Come Back by City and Color here on The Edge. So make sure you stay tuned. We've got the Breaking Point coming. Like I said, the Coliseum coming on around 6:30, 6:20. So, like I said, Miss Jackson, sign off real quick.
Okay, class. I'm going to take attendance. Jimmy?
Here.
Samantha?
Here, Mrs. Willow.
Wesley the Third?
Here.
The Breaking Point?
Heck yeah, we're here!
Check out The Breaking Point every Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
It's The Breaking Point. It's The Breaking Point. It's The Breaking Point.
Ryan!
Sorry.
So welcome back to The Breaking Point here on 91.3 WHJE. Wow, Maggie, you laughing? I messed up the call letter or the numbers? The frequency.
Nice going, Jackson.
91.3.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Like my mouth to speak. Okay. Okay, Maggie, you ready for this news report?
Fantastic news report. Fantastic.
Turning your mic off.
For WHJE News, I'm Maggie Paul. Carmel High School Theater Department performing Romeo and Juliet. The show features senior Aaron Guevara as Romeo and sophomore Anya Reese as Juliet. According to The Current in Carmel, the version being performed has been adapted by Diane Timmerman, a professor at Butler University. The final performances of the show are tonight, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and at 2 on Saturday as well. This week is Counselor Appreciation Week, and Carmel Senate members are showing their appreciation. According to the Highlight newspaper, the Senate has sung signs around the school and delivered food to the counselors. There have also been special messages during the daily announcements to bring awareness to this special week. In entertainment news, Lady Gaga is singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 50 this weekend. The Grammy-winning singer will be accompanied by Oscar-winning actress Marley Matlin. Gaga follows Frozen star Idina Menzel, who sang at last year's Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. The Late Late Show's James Corden is hosting this summer's Tony Awards. CBS announced that the English comedian would be temporarily taking his hosting talents to another show as he hosts the award show for the first time ever. Though he is best known for hosting The Late Night Show, Corden made his big break on stage in The History Boys in 2004 and won a Tony in 2012 for his performance in One Man, Two Governors. The Carmel Clay Public Library made the Harry Potter books come to life by hosting a Yule Ball of their own. WHJE's Bobby Sarda reports.
Picture this. Your favorite book series has come to life with floating candles and chocolate frogs. The Teen Library Council of the Carmel Clay Public Library did just that when they hosted the second annual Yule Ball. Kamaya Rajay, the vice president of the council, explains why they had the event and what they did.
So basically the Yule Ball is this party that the Teen Library Council has organized for 6th through 12th graders in Carmel. And so basically people come and it's a good time. We screen the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. There are games and activities such as wand making. There's a ton of like Harry Potter themed food like cookies and chocolate frogs. And just kind of a fun time for us to all feel like we're in Harry Potter.
The Yule Ball was able to bring the Triwizard Tournament to life in a magical night. For WHJE, this has been Bobby Sarda. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.
The Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle campaign came in under goal this year, and that could mean cuts. Network Indiana reports.
So I would say it's just like a person, you know, whenever you're sick, you can't go to work. If the state is sick, it can't go to work.
Making your community do better by making you healthier is why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is visiting Indiana this week. It's part of a 10-city tour that lands in Indianapolis Friday for a half-day forum at the downtown Westin from 8 to noon. The goal is to show that health is wealth and vice versa, said Dr. Jeff Lundy with the U.S. Chamber. He said that when businesses look at Indiana as a potential place to locate, sometimes the health of its people could be a turnoff if a company cannot feel comfortable putting its workers in an unhealthy environment.
So I would say it's just like a person, you know, whenever you're sick, you can't go to work. If the state is sick, it can't go to work.
Lundy will be joined in discussions by the Indiana Health Commissioner, by the CEO of Vectren, the head of the Economic Development Council for Indiana. He said that solutions would be discussed at the forum along with the problems, so the discussion would be productive and lead to the business community and the private sector both having clear ways to be well. This is your WHJE Sports Report. C.J. Miles led the Pacers to a 114-100 victory over the Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday night. Miles exploded for 27 points off the bench while Paul George scored 17 to send Brooklyn to their fifth straight loss. Indiana shot 50% from the field and from beyond the arc and forced 16 Brooklyn turnovers. The Pacers wrap up their brief two-game road trip on Friday when they visit the Atlanta Hawks. The New Orleans Saints are giving former Colts running back Vic Ballard another shot as they sign him to a futures contract on Wednesday. Ballard showed promise but had his last three seasons derailed by injuries. National Signing Day saw some notable talent choose the Hoosier State. The Indiana University Hoosiers recorded a 21-member class with 18 players being rated as three-star recruits. 6'4" wide receiver Jonah Morris from Akron, Ohio, highlighted the class. Defense was the name of the game for the Boilermakers as they landed six players to help in their secondary. Pike defensive back Josh Hayes was amongst the six and ranked as the 11th overall in-state prospect according to Rivals. Ball State landed a trio of in-state talent with Pike linebacker Aaron Jones, Brownsburg wide receiver Tyler Kurtz, and Lawrence North linebacker Brandon Martin. All made it official with the Cardinals. This is your WHJE weather update. Tonight will be mostly clear and in the low 20s with winds in the southwest. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 30s, and tomorrow night will get down into the mid-20s. Saturday, there are chances for flurries or rain in the afternoon. Throughout the rest of the week, expect more chances for snowfall. It is currently 5:14 and 29 degrees. This has been Maggie Paul for WHJE Carmel.
And thank you, Maddie, for that fantastic news report.
You just call me Maddie.
Maggie. Maggie.
You said Maddie.
Maddie.
You definitely
you said Maddie. It's Maggie.
Oh, shame on Jackson.
I'm sorry, Maggie, for calling you Maddie, for saying that Maddie had a fantastic news report, even though Maggie had a fantastic news report. Does that make it more clear, or that is confusing some more?
Calling me Maddie is, like, my biggest pet peeve. So.
Really? Is it?
Mm-hmm. Really? Why?
It just bothers me. I have to spell my name at, like, restaurants so that people don't call Maddie with my food.
It's like the first day of lab class when Maggie was in the room, our teacher called her Margaret, and she's like, it's Maggie.
It's because I have to do that every single class in every single, like, first day of school, and it's just very annoying.
It was so sassy, though. You were just like, it's Maggie.
Well, Margaret, it was a great news report, so...
Thank you. It's Maggie.
Oh, it's Maggie. Okay. My bad. So this next song is Dangerous by Big Data. We're going to come right back, and then we'll play some Breaking Feud, have Kendall and Jack Michael face off. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name's Jack Snam. As long as I hear, we got ourselves Kendall, Jack, and Ryan.
Yay!
Hello.
Wait, I'm a little discombobulated right now. I should get my headphones on. Okay.
Are you ready now?
You good?
I think I'm ready.
So we're doing this upon request. Kendall likes the 60-second interview that we did, and she wants to do it again.
My headphones are... Oh, wait, I got
what?
It. My headphones weren't working, so I couldn't, like...
Oh, my God.
This is not the time, right. Kendall.
Technical difficulties, I'm sorry.
Okay, so...
So we'll let Kendall start. Kendall, she wanted to do it, so she'll start.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock.
Ryan, you got the question ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Jackson, we're going to go ahead and play some Breaking
Feud. That's the wrong
right
one.
How about...
That is the wrong one.
It
good
is.
Work. Good work.
It is.
It's a struggle today. I think everybody, there's something in the air. We're all just kind of struggling.
There's something in the radio station.
Struggles all across the
first
world.
One. Okay, yeah, that one.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. What's your name?
Kendall.
Can you daydream at night?
No.
If you could live anywhere, where would you want to live?
Beach.
Are you a clean or messy person?
Clean.
If a fork was made of gold, is it still called silverware?
No.
How many pillows do you sleep with?
Two.
What happens when you get scared half to death twice?
You die.
What three items would you take with you to a deserted island?
Ooh, my bear.
I knew it.
That's one.
And chips.
That's two.
Two chips.
Three. Two chips.
Three things?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. A slushy.
Okay.
Do you untie your shoes when you take them off?
No.
Favorite zoo animal?
Oh, panda bear.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
What motivates you?
Words.
What did you want to be when you were younger?
A pediatrician.
If your car says Dodge on the front of it, do you really have to honk?
I don't know. I don't understand that question.
At a beach, do you prefer the sand or water?
Water.
If you could own a business, what business would it be?
Hair salon.
Okay.
That was nice.
Actually, like a makeup salon. Makeup?
Same thing.
Hair
makeup
salon?
Hair salon. Makeup,
I said really. Panda bear when you asked me my favorite zoo animal, and I meant to say penguin, but it just didn't
you
really
lied.
Work.
You lied to us.
That's
3 points for me.
You were under oath.
Yeah.
Okay. My hand didn't go on.
You signed a contract before you came in here.
You didn't get the Dodge question?
No.
Dodge is a car brand.
I know it is.
It's like Dodge the car.
So if it says Dodge on the front of it, then...
Do you have to... that's a really dumb question.
Yeah, well, so are half the ones we
have. That was very stressful.
Yeah, and you're the one that wanted it. Yeah, you wanted to do it.
Okay, Jack, here we go.
All right.
What is your name?
Jack.
Do you smile for pictures?
No.
What would you sing at karaoke night?
Don't Stop Believin'.
Shoe size?
11.
If the number 2 pencil is so popular, why is it number 2?
Because number two, participation points.
Do you scream on roller coasters?
Yes.
If the word dictionary is misspelled, how do we know how to spell it?
You don't.
What motivates you?
Words.
Would you rather be attacked by a bear or a swarm of bees?
Bear.
Where are you at your happiest?
My room.
What is your biggest fear?
Radio stations.
If you could fly an airplane, where would we go?
Antarctica.
What is your favorite type of foreign food?
Chinese food.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are?
About a 7.
How many languages do you speak?
1.
How many pillows do you sleep with?
3.
What's the best gift you ever received?
My life.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
A lot. I don't know, a lot. I used to be like a sneakerhead thing in middle school, and I have a lot that sit in my closet and do nothing.
He's one of those people.
Yeah, he's one of those.
I spent
about $2,000 on shoes in middle school.
That's, jeez. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was bad.
But then you sell them, too.
Christmas, and yeah, and I made some money back since then, but, you know.
Yikes.
Don't do that anymore.
No, good thing. It's kind of a waste of money. Right, even though I can't say that, because I binge buy makeup, no tomorrow.
Well, the other day you had lotion and everyone at our table was like, oh, can I have some of your lotion? You're like, it's kind of expensive.
This is $30.
Hey, I got it for Christmas. I didn't pay for it. It was a gift.
So yeah. It was kind of free.
It was free for me, not for my mom. Exactly. Thanks, Mom.
What smell was it again?
I don't know. Shea butter?
What the heck is shea butter?
I don't know. Look it up. Google it.
Is that a word?
Shea butter. It's like African shea butter. And I was like, all right. I don't really know.
I've never heard of that smell.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I honestly don't want to say it.
Shea butter is an off-white or ivory-colored fat extracted from the nut of the African shea tree.
Yes.
Okay. So that is what you put on your skin.
That's what you use.
It's not just the
ivory-colored fat extracted from the nut of an African shea tree.
Are you done laughing?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's a nut.
Shea butter is a triglyceride derived mainly from stearic acid. Okay.
Why are you just reading? I don't know what any of this is.
Yeah, I don't know what it means either.
All right. Anyways, enough about my lotion. Enough about my lotion.
Get off topic so fast.
Okay. Yeah. That's why
you guys ready
point.
To start breaking feud?
I guess so.
Right here. Okay.
I'm ready.
Should we explain the instructions again?
Yeah. Might as well. I mean,
Jackson, we're gonna go ahead and play some. But how about you go ahead and start explaining those rules for us?
Absolutely. Okay. So if you're new here to Breaking Point, we have a pretty simple game going on. So over here, Ryan and I have a question. We will ask a question, and it only has a certain number of answers, and these are very specific answers. Now, you're trying to get the most popular answer, and let's say we have 5 answers over here. It will be rated, obviously, on a scale from 1 to 5, and you're trying to get that number one answer.
First person to raise their hand will get the answer first. If they get the number one answer, they win that round. If they don't, let's say they get, like, 3 or 4. Let's say they get something.
I want to say like five.
Five. Okay, let's say they got the worst answer you could possibly get.
That's pretty bad.
Yes, their opponent has a chance to answer. All they need to get is an answer higher than theirs. Now, if they don't get any answer, if they're that bad that they can't get any answer on the board, their opponent just needs to at least get one answer.
We're just roasting our contestants right now. I'm sorry, guys.
But hopefully, you guys are a lot better than that.
Hopefully. And so also, it's first to 10, like I think we might have already said that, but it's first to 10, 10 points wins, 10 rounds.
And you get, after you raise your hand, you only get 3 seconds to answer. You can't answer within that 3 seconds immediately. It will act like you didn't answer at all, and it'll go straight to your opponent.
Yes. So also, you want to keep your hands on the table. Keep all hands and feet inside this vehicle at all times. You know, just like they say at Disney. But, you know, in reality, it's just hands on the table.
Okay. So we're ready to start breaking feud now.
Okay. So how do we play the game? I'm totally kidding. Okay. I'm totally kidding.
I'll play one more time. Okay.
No, here we
go.
Please
we're
going to
go ahead and play some.
No, please don't.
That was like 60. How long is that file? 60 seconds?
90.
All right. So
90.
We're still doing the hands.
Hands on the table. First one to 10 wins.
This is so that you guys can hear my hands.
So we raise our hand or we...
Raise your hand.
Okay, they just played the instructions. Were you
they
not
were quiet.
Listening?
I did not hear them. I've played this game before.
Listening
the
ears.
Ryan, you have the first or second question.
I'll do the second question.
Okay, then I got the first. Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Name something you would bake. Drac.
Cake.
Cake's number one.
Dang it.
Let's go.
Starting off with the first points on the board.
Let's go. Let's go.
And just so people know, whoever loses doesn't come back.
Never.
I'm
never.
Not coming back, guys. Enjoy my time here.
Well, you only lost one so far, so you're good.
Only one zip.
One out of 10. So most likely 19 questions if it comes to that. Name a bad job for someone who hates kids. Kendall.
Teacher.
Teacher's number one answer.
Yeah.
Kendall, see, you're just like second guessing yourself, and now, see, you've already come back.
I'm okay.
Kind of.
Here we go. What, really, really, Ryan, this question.
Hmm?
What is a dog's worst enemy? Jack.
A cat. There you go.
Darn it.
You got to put the easy ones in there for the more difficult ones that we have coming in later.
That was the easiest question.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows that. If I said, like, the hamster, I would have been embarrassed forever.
Hamster?
Like, that would have been bad.
All right. Name something people jump. Kendall.
Rope.
Rope is number one answer.
Yeah.
I had my hand up first that time.
No, that
no,
was Kendall.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
That was Kendall.
I feel like I definitely did.
No, you didn't.
I don't know, guys.
Okay. Name an Olympic sport. That starts with an S. Kendall.
Swimming.
Swimming's number one.
Ooh. What's the score, Jackson?
3-2. Kendall's winning.
Ah. All right. I'm coming back.
Did you get that right? Is he right?
I am right. I am right. It's 3-2.
What are we going to?
10.
Okay.
Do you listen to the rules?
Yes.
You sure?
Obviously not.
Yes.
Neither of us did, apparently.
Yeah, no respect for us, obviously. No respect.
Meow.
I don't give us respect either if I were them.
Yeah, no.
Where's our next question though?
Right here. Name a job that involves telling people bad news. Jack.
A doctor.
Doctor is number one.
Oh,
darn
let's
it.
Go. Coming back. 3-3. Okay. No big deal. It's all right.
Threes.
Okay.
Jackson, next one.
Yep. Name a bird that makes a lot of noise.
Jack.
A woodpecker?
Woodpecker's number two.
Crow.
Crow's number four.
Dang it.
Jack, yes.
What was number one?
Number one was a parrot.
Oh.
I feel like a seagull would be pretty high up there.
Seagull's five. Seagull's five. And then you got mockingbird at 3 and owl at 6.
I would have said seagull, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like seagulls are really loud.
I don't know what I would have said.
Albino
gorilla. That's what I would have said.
Woodpeckers make. Oh, yeah.
You'll never let that go.
No.
Like against the
yeah, yeah.
That's super
thank
annoying.
You. Thank you.
All right. Score update.
Yeah, I know.
We just both explained it.
I know. We went through this. That was very accurate.
It's 4-3, I think. Yeah,
4-3, and Jack has the lead.
Yes.
Name a food or drink that contains the word hot. Kendall.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is number one answer.
These are so easy questions. Here we go. Okay. Name a phrase that begins with the words top of the.
Kendall.
Top of the morning.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go. That's impressive. I said like top of the hill or something like that.
Top of the hill's 3. And then 2 is top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
Okay. What's the next question, Ryan?
Next question.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up. I got it right here. Name something in your house with 4 legs. Kendall.
Table.
Table's number one answer.
Those are the easiest questions that I've ever heard.
Then why aren't you getting them,
Jack?
Why aren't
you getting them,
because
Jack?
Kendall just raises her hand so quick. I have no time.
Then you should raise,
just raise your hand.
Faster,
I
then.
I've been on the show so many times, my like hand-raising game's getting really strong, man.
Yeah, but Jack had a great game last couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I did too.
Last week,
10-2.
He beat Leo, though. I mean, can we really call that a victory?
Aw.
I'm just kidding. Leo's cool.
Poor Leo.
Leo's cool. Okay, this is Breaking Point. This next song's Battle Lines by Hello Sequence here on The Edge. Stay tuned. If you want to call in, give your opinion on the questions we're asking or anything else, if you want to just call and talk to us, you can do that 844-4570. Call in. Welcome back to The Breaking Point here on 91.3 WHJE. Score right now is 5-4.
Yeah.
I think, right? That's
yes.
Right?
So yes.
Comeback king.
Okay.
Comeback king. Yes. Jack's the comeback king. Why do you say that, Jack?
I mean, last week, Leo, we were like tied there, like 3-3, and he won 3
Leo
in a row.
Leo only got 2 points.
It was worried. All right, 2-2. No. And I was worried, but then I just came back and won the whole thing. So.
Yeah, because it's really hard to make a comeback with 2 points.
I mean.
You're a miracle worker. Wow.
Basically, it was a miracle.
Wow.
Kendall, you worried after that amazing motivational speech that he gave himself?
You gave yourself a motivational speech?
He called himself the comeback king.
Oh, yeah, that. You
She's
know,
shaking.
This point, it's fun and games.
It's not fun in games. This is just serious.
It's so serious. If he wins, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, if he makes a comeback, I'll be like, yeah, impressive, dude.
That's it.
That's my take on all of it.
That's the best you got.
Nice thing to say.
I mean, yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
No, I have to roll my sleeves up.
Okay.
Oh.
Name a job so dangerous that you would not want to do it.
Kendall.
Construction worker.
That's number two. Jack.
Oh, gosh. A pilot? I don't know.
Pilot is number five.
That was a good guess, though.
What's number one?
Police officer is number one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then you got
military.
True.
I'd probably say that.
Firefighter at three and a window washer.
Window.
Oh, okay. Window washer. That would be scary.
I would not want to be a window washer.
I can't. Oh, that reminds me of this article that I saw. This is really touching. It was this guy, he was a window washer at a children's hospital, and he dressed up as Spider-Man, and he would, like, window wash, but then the kids would be like, oh my god, Spider-Man's in the window.
Spider-Man's cleaning my window.
I thought it was the cutest thing. How cute would that be? I mean, like a little children's hospital, and then you see Spider-Man in the window. Like,
that'd be pretty cool.
Speaking of things you saw in your window, Kendall.
Oh no, don't. Oh.
What's the story?
It's a funny story.
I was asleep the other night in my bed, obviously. And it was like a dead sleep. Like I was out. And then all of a sudden I heard this giant thud on my window and it scared me. Like I like flew up and I like threw my bear out of my bed and I was like, oh my gosh, like what was
that? Jack, have you heard this?
I've never heard this story before.
And I got up and I looked out my window and I didn't know what it was. And then I looked down and there's like a little roof underneath my window and there was a bird. And so I was like, oh my God, is it dead? And so I opened my window up and I took a stick. You took bears like a security guard.
You like, no.
I took a stick and I poked it and it just went flying away. But like this bird just like flew for full force into my window and it just scared me really bad. So.
Not Spider-Man.
No, not Spider-Man. It was a bird. It was fat too. It was kind of cute.
If it didn't fly away, I'm willing to bet you would have kept it as like a pet.
No, I wouldn't.
That's creepy.
I would have buried it.
I'm that kind of person.
If she kept it and it was dead.
Oh, not if it was dead, that would have been creepy. If it hurt his wing and like was just walking around the roof, like still alive, but like couldn't fly.
Okay. Wouldn't keep the bird.
Keep it.
I actually don't like birds.
Why?
Birds freak me out.
What do birds do to you? Besides fly in your window.
Okay, well, they can like poop on your head whenever they want.
They got really good aim then.
Yeah.
Ryan.
They just kind of like.
A bird stole my sister's food once.
Wow.
It was when we were on vacation in Florida and we were just sitting at like one of the plastic tables or whatever. And we were just sitting there eating. I think we were having like hamburgers or something. She had a little chunk of hamburger left on her plate and she was just letting it sit there. And all of a sudden, bird just came in, swooped in, took the hamburger and flew off.
It took a whole hamburger?
It was like a piece about a couple inches big.
That's a strong bird. Impressive.
It's a big bird.
Oh yeah.
Strong bird.
Okay. There's birds down in this like.
We got really
South
distracted. We got really distracted.
Right, next. Spider-Man to birds.
We went to
hamburgers.
Yeah, Spider-Man birds, hamburgers.
Okay, right.
Same difference.
You getting that? Yeah.
All right, what's the score?
It is 6-4. Six to four.
All right.
Give me a word that rhymes with cheat, Jack.
Sheet.
Sheet is not on there.
Meat.
Meat is two, but you still get it.
What was the word?
Cheat.
Cheat?
Yeah.
Why is sheet not on there?
It's not on there.
Meat.
Dumb website.
Number one answer was beat.
Wait, who got that?
Kendall.
Kendall got that?
Kendall got that.
Meat, like a hamburger.
Stop messing around.
See, we're making connections here. Meat, hamburgers. We just talked about hamburgers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Jack, we're going to let
you
clear your mind real quick.
Flow, a little motivational speech.
This next song is Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun here on The Edge. Stay tuned to The Breaking Point. We're here until about 6:20.
If you are looking for something fancy or something to talk about that's mature or important in today's society, then you are in the wrong place, my friend. The Breaking Point, the number one game show, is coming back right now.
Yeah, Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name's Jackson Ammons here on The Edge. We got Ryan, Jack, and Kendall, and we're going to take a little break real quick from all this action right now. So we're going to have Jack play a contestant that's on the phone right now.
All right.
That called in. He should be there. Mr. Paul, you there? Maybe. I don't know if this... Jack or Ryan?
I believe he hung up.
Did he hung up?
Did he hung up?
No, he didn't hung up. I'm talking to him. Or we're connected. Mr. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
we got him. He's here.
We got him. Okay, so he and Jack are going to go head-to-head, and they're going to play a first of three.
This is how it's going to work. We're going to say the question, and we're going to have Mr. Paul answer first, because he is the guest in this situation.
All right.
So he's going to give his answer. We won't say if it's right or not, and then we'll go to Jack. Jack, you will give your answer. You can't say the same thing he did, though.
Okay, that works.
You hear that, okay. Mr. Paul? Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Jackson, do you have the first one?
I have the first one. Here we go. Name something dogs do while riding in a car.
Hang their head out the window.
Okay, Jack.
Throw up.
That is actually number five. They do throw up. And number one was hang their head out the window.
He got me. He got me.
Mr. Paul got that first one. Okay. Ryan, you got the next one.
We'll let Jack answer first this time because he got the first one.
All right.
What brand of candy bar would make an unflattering nickname?
Crunch.
Okay. Mr. Paul?
Almond Joy.
Dude, Almond Joys are disgusting. I agree with that.
Those are gross.
Neither of those are on there.
Really? Okay, then back to
Not
Jack.
Even Crunch?
And there's six answers, so back to Jack.
All right. Oh, man, I don't know. A Kit Kat? I don't know.
You can call it Kit Kat.
Hey there, Kit Kat. How you doing, Kit Kat?
Mr. Paul,
I'm
you got
go
an
with Snickers. Snickers.
Oh.
Ooh. Jack Kit Kat is not on there, but Snickers is number one answer.
Oh, what?
Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay, jeez, so that means technically Mr. Paul won. Let's do one more, though, just for the fun of it, because we said we'd do three.
All right, if I come back, we're doing another. Okay. We'll do one for all.
Okay, name a product people use on their hair.
Shampoo.
Okay. Mr. Paul?
Brill cream.
What?
Shampoo was number one there.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. Okay. Ryan, you got one more?
Do I have one more? Yes,
this is
I
for
do.
All, this is for it all, Mr. Paul.
Okay.
Good rhyming. Good rhyming there, Jack.
All right.
I've been practicing.
Did Jack answer the last one, so it's Mr. Paul. All right. Name a fruit you might find in a pastry.
Cherry.
Jack?
Apple.
Cherry's number three and apple is number two.
Yes, let's go. Two to two. So this is the one that brings it all.
Oh,
that
was the my last goodness.
One. All right. Wait,
two
another.
To two. We need a winner.
They need a winner already.
I'll do
okay.
One more.
Here
Mr.
we go.
Paul.
Name an animal with a fluffy tail. Jack, you answer first.
A dog.
Okay. Mr. Paul.
Coyote.
That's kind of the same thing. You have one more?
Skunk.
Okay, here we go. Skunk was number six, while dog was number four.
Let's go. That's the win right there. Jack, come back, Michael King.
You guys might
believe it. I can't believe it.
I know. You guys might get a rematch later, but thanks for coming on the show. Had a blast
with you.
So now we're going to bring it back to the main match right here. So, like I said, thanks for coming on. We'll see you later, Mr. Paul.
See you, Mr.
Take
Paul.
Bye bye.
That was fun.
That was an interesting one.
That was a nice little.
I bet that boosts your confidence, Jack, because you won.
So Jack now I feel like I can come back.
That's the only comeback you're going to be making, buddy.
Oh. Jack is now 2-0 though.
I'm just kidding.
You can't do that.
I know I'm not going to like. I have no expectations.
Okay.
Right. Meanwhile, the score here is
6-4.
Thank you.
Jack needs a wild comeback.
Not wild.
Wild comeback. It's not that wild.
He made a wild comeback at 2 with Leo. So.
Yeah, and I'm down 2 now, so.
So
okay, Ryan, you got the next question?
I got the next one. Name a popular air freshener scent. Kendall.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon is 4. Jack.
Oh, my God.
3 seconds.
Apple?
No.
I don't know.
No, apple.
I don't know for breeze scents. I don't have the memorized.
What is lavender on there or something?
What's number one?
Lavender, no, vanilla, like maybe? Breeze?
Vanilla was number one.
Vanilla.
I guess that's...
And pine was who? I would have said pine.
Okay.
No, not pine. Pine was put in the one production booth here. and it reeked.
The air conditioning was off, so it was so hot in all the booths on this one day. Like, in this booth that we are in right now, it was literally 92 degrees in it. It was terrible.
That was the highest it got, 92.
It was very hot.
And in the sports booth, it was that booth, and it was so hot in there. And then Jack, our brilliant sports manager, says, oh, we'll just make a pine. Because, you know, these sports guys, I mean, they go in there after sports broadcast, I guess they're all sweaty or something, and it stinks it up. It stinks it up. And then they put the pine. Because that's why he wanted to put the pine there. He's like, it smells terrible in there. We're all sweaty and it's hot. And
pine was just a poor choice.
Pine was smell like pine. It smelled like I don't even know what the heck. Because
you got the pine with the heat, and oh my.
Okay. And it was also a car air freshener, too.
Yeah.
It was like one of those that you stick on your car mirrors.
Not a production booth.
The nasty scent that was in there, like before the freshener, smelled way better than it did.
Okay.
Like,
anyway, who got that point?
Kendall. That was Kendall. Kendall.
Okay.
That
was 7-4. Next question. Here we go. Kendall slowly breaking away with this one. Name something you associate with Mickey Mouse.
I don't know.
I want to say that was Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Disney.
Disney's two.
Ears.
Ears is one.
Are you kidding me? Ears is one? I would have said Disney.
His big ears.
I have the answer. I'm like, oh, I got this for sure. And ears.
What's that score, Jackson?
8-4.
8-4. Jack, you need your comeback.
I know. I'm trying here.
Okay. Mr. Paul helped you by giving you that win.
All right, I'll do this for you, Mr. Paul. This one's for you.
Besides books, name something that is sold in a bookstore. Kendall.
Magazines.
Magazines, number one answer.
Oh my gosh, Kendall, slow down with your hands there.
Your foot is on my cord, and it is messing up my mojo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Obviously, it's not.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's it. 6-point win, or 6-point comeback. It's all right.
What's the score?
It is 9-4 right now, so that means next point wins.
Oh, maybe. Wow.
And so, of course, we have to go to a break, naturally. I mean, keep the suspense high. This next song is Flagpole City Here by Harvey Danger on the Edge. Stay tuned to see who wins this game.
The Breaking Point is the only show that will push you to the breaking point. Literally. I mean, these guys can get off topic pretty fast. The Breaking Point is coming back right now.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name is Jack Snammons. Alongside here, I have Ryan Ruthroff, Jack Michael, and Kendall Walter.
Heyo.
We're here to have the match point of the game right here. It is 9-4, and Kendall could win it all right here.
I have to sneeze.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
So anticlimactic. No. I have this giant voice coming. I'm like, hey, 9-4. Kendall could win it. And you're like, I have to sneeze.
Well, I didn't want to like sneeze in the microphone and scare everybody. I had to like wait for it to go away. Okay. My sneeze has disappeared.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Killing the moment is kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some of those critical thinking questions. Let's go. I'm ready to win this.
Are you good, Kendall?
Okay. Maybe this is Jack's advantage. Jack, name it. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, okay. I thought I had to sneeze again. Okay.
Oh, my
God. Okay, anyways.
I'm about to just give Jack 4 points here.
I'm liking that idea.
No.
Okay.
You'd only be at 8. So.
Here we go. Name a type of cheese with a funny name. Jack.
Oh, a funny name? A blue cheese?
Wait, that's not fair. He raised his hand and you finished the question.
Jackson, don't you listen to your own rules.
I know.
Yikes.
Now we can't use that question.
I'm calling the hosts out on their own game.
No, you were right. I thought of it. Like,
what were you going to say, Jack?
He said blue cheese.
I was going to say a name, but then you finished funny after.
I was probably going to say Swiss.
No. It was mozzarella was number one.
I love mozzarella.
Provolone was 5. I'm trying to remember what was on there.
Blue on there?
Colby Jack.
Blue isn't on there.
That's actually a name, though.
Here we go. Colby. Here's the actual question now. Tell me a woman's name that starts with the letter M.
Kendall.
Melissa.
Melissa's number two.
Morgan.
Morgan is not on there.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Kendall has won.
Morgan wasn't even on there. Morgan's, Disney and Morgan now.
No, we got Mary, Melissa, Maria,
Maggie.
Marilyn, Madonna, Martha, Marsha,
Maddie. Madonna?
Maddie's
on there.
Madonna?
Meredith is on there.
Yeah, Madonna's over there, but Margaret not Morgan is on. Or Maggie.
Madonna? I've never heard that name in my life.
It's
what?
Madonna.
You can't.
You mispronounced Madonna. Jackson.
I get a point.
Why do you get a point? Because Jackson
was not. That was not. I don't like that question. Even though Jackson's just. He just went to the corner of shame.
Jackson's in shame now. He mispronounced Madonna.
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 He's crying. He is crying laughing.
I saw the double N and I was...
No, okay. Madonna would be like M-E-D-O-N-A. Madonna. Madonna would be like D-O-N-N-A. Donna. We're all over here like dumbfounded like Madonna.
Madonna. That's why I looked over. I'm like, I never heard of Madonna.
Is it M-E or M-A?
It's M-A-D-O-N-N-A.
Where'd you get the meh from?
The meh.
Madonna, you know?
No!
That's almost as embarrassing as Jack's loss.
I see how it is.
I'm sorry. It was a good opportunity. I'm sorry. That was really mean. I'm sorry.
Not as mean as...
At least you didn't say Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Morgan was I don't understand. Morgan is a pretty like common girl name.
Okay.
That starts with an M. I don't understand.
Here's your victory speech, Kendall. You ready?
No. Jack gets a speech first.
Okay, Jack. Here's your victory speech or losing speech.
Yeah.
Loser speech.
Well, loser speech.
Because you're a loser.
It was loser.
A hard fought battle to lose this, and Kendall was a great opponent. You know, I had a great time being here. I hate all of you, but you know, overall, I had a good time.
Careful, I'm your manager.
No one understands.
They're both part of the promotions department, and Kendall's the manager.
Now they understand.
There you go. Now they understand.
Now they understand.
Just like I'm Jackson's manager.
I basically tell him what to do, and he has to do it. Otherwise, he gets in trouble with the teacher.
Same.
I don't do it.
I got the
power. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
I don't do it. I'm a rebel.
So, do you still hate me, Jack?
That's a yes. All right, Kendall, your victory speech.
I want some food. I'm kind of hungry now.
To Chick-fil-A.
No, I'm going to dinner with my family. Yeah, it was a great game. I enjoyed facing off against you, Jack Michael.
Thank you.
You were a good competitor, but you fell a little short. But that's okay, because you will carry on, and you will push through this awful loss. Am I right, or am I right? I'm really bad at motivational speeches.
It wasn't a motivational. This is a victory speech.
It's a victory speech. I'd like to thank my mom and my dad and my bear.
Your bear.
No, I'm just kidding. People won't understand. People won't
really
understand.
Won't.
They won't understand.
It's a teddy bear.
It's a Snapchat thing.
No.
It's just.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Anyways.
So we will be right back here on The Breaking Points. When we come back, we still got a show to do.
Yeah,
still
we got 17.
We
can't
do math.
We can't. This is Trainwreck by Death From Above 1979 here on The Edge. Stay tuned. We got a little bit more of a show to do.
Wait, where are Jackson and Ryan? Jackson? Ryan? Where are you guys? Ryan, there you are. Go get Jackson. He's right behind you. Throw that Coke away, Ryan. No drinks in the on-air studio. Cry about it later. You guys have a show to do. Put the headphones on. You guys ready? Thumbs up? The Breaking Point is coming back right now.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point. We still have Kendall and Jack in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys were doing a fantastic high fives over there.
Yes.
A little sympathy high fives for
sympathy
Jack's
high
lost.
Fives. Taken out.
Ow.
That one kind of stung.
I can tell. Yeah, Jack said ow.
That's why I said
yeah,
ow.
Jack's flinching now every time you raise your hand.
I'm like a master at giving high fives.
Except a couple of times the other day, you and I tried giving a high five and missed badly.
I almost hit your face that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes my aim isn't quite on point.
So we're going to play some Would You Rathers. We're going to go back to the old days of The Breaking Points and play some Would You Rather. So the first one, would you rather watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
I've not seen either.
How I Met Your Mother. I have seen both, and I never really had much of a heart for Friends.
Really? How have you not seen Friends?
I've seen one episode of Friends, so I guess I'd say Friends.
How About Your Mother was the better show.
Friends was like the biggest hit of like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Full House was a good show, but How I Met Your Mother.
I watched Full House.
was funnier than Friends, in my opinion.
It was funnier, but I enjoy watching Friends. And Friends is having a reunion, which is amazing.
So is Full House. Full House is coming back to Netflix.
Netflix is making a show called Fuller House.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think it's going to be the same thing, though, as Full House.
No, probably not. It's going to be kind of bad, TBH. Yeah, but I want to watch
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Oh,
favorite character.
No, Jesse Katsopoulos.
When is
Bob
that reunion?
Saget, all the way.
It's in March or February, what? Coming up soon. The Friends reunion.
I think it's late February, but I was just...
Okay.
But it's going to be cool.
Well, I'm excited for it.
I'm excited.
Because I used to go home all the time, and like on TBS, they would have the Friends reruns. I would just continuously watch those every day.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I've never seen it. Next question.
Jeez. Wow. I'm trying to talk about Friends. I loved watching Friends.
I want to know something.
Yeah, turn her mic off. She's not important in this conversation.
All right, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted a topic I could relate to.
Okay, here we go. Who would you rather win the Super Bowl, Broncos or Panthers?
Why would you ask me this? I'm not going to have any input.
All right, here's a better one.
It's Broncos because Peyton Manning won the
Super Bowl. Yes, Broncos.
I don't even know.
Who do you think will win the Super Bowl?
I think the Panthers.
I don't even know who's in the Super Bowl.
Well, now you know Broncos and Panthers.
Here.
Who are the Broncos and who are the Panthers?
Broncos are the orange ones that got Peyton Manning.
No, who are their state?
Denver.
Who is their state?
Colorado.
Colorado all right, is the Broncos. Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Here's another would you rather. Who would you... Would you rather have Tom Brady win the Super Bowl this year or Pat McAfee?
Tom Brady.
What?
Pat McAfee?
Pat McAfee, what?
I don't know who this...
Do you know who Tom Brady is?
Do you know who Pat McAfee is?
I'm not a sports person. I'm sorry.
Little known fact, neither of them are in the Super Bowl this year.
I figured that they weren't. I knew that there was a catch to that question.
Also, Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, I thought he didn't even... He's not even a person who... Just kidding.
Pat McAfee is the punter for the Colts. Yeah, he's the one that swam in the canal because he was too drunk.
I'm really embarrassed. Can we talk about something that I actually am knowledgeable about?
Okay. Who are you more excited for, Beyonce or Coldplay in the Super Bowl? They're doing the halftime
Coldplay.
Show. Coldplay?
Beyonce. More like Beyonce. Because I don't like her.
Wow.
Why? Why don't you like
Beyonce?
Her?
I just don't like her style. Like, I think she's like a pretty person and stuff.
Like, her name is like an adjective. Like, you're Beyonce. Like, that's how awesome she is. Like, her name is literally a synonym for awesome.
I guess some of her music I'm okay with, but I'm not a fan of, like...
Coldplay is, like, something that, like, South Park makes fun of. Like,
take a look at her music video, and I don't... That's why I don't like her. It's just too raunchy for me.
What music video?
It's just a little too raunchy. Surfboard.
I have a general question. If you had to pick any musician artist to play the halftime show, who would you pick?
Oh, that's tough.
Riff Raff.
No.
Riff Raff would be awesome.
No. Sam Wiederhaft?
Amazing.
Ooh, Sam Wiederhaft would be good.
No, that's difficult. I don't
Sam
know,
Sam would
honestly.
Pick Taylor Swift.
T-Swizzle.
He would.
T-Swift all the way.
I don't know who I would choose, to be honest. Oh, I'd probably choose like an EDM artist.
So like a Super Bowl
so
rave.
So like, yeah, it would be like Super Bowl rave. Yeah.
All the fans storm the field.
Well, get some like Tiesto or like...
With all the lights and the fireworks that happen during the halftime show, it almost is.
True. But you need more like laser lights and then like, it would be like a rave.
Everyone needs glow sticks.
Yes.
Okay.
And they need like bracelets for
Kendall, next question.
Okay.
Here we go. You. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Funeral. I'm dead anyways.
Funeral. Yeah.
I'm dead anyways. Like, jeez. Company doesn't matter.
Okay. That's an easy one.
Okay. Depressing one, too.
Would you rather have no internet or no cell phone?
No.
So can I text on my cell phone?
Yeah.
And stuff like that? I probably still have to go with internet because I can do all my stuff off the internet.
Wait, you're saying you would want internet or you would go with no
internet?
Saying
no internet.
No, I'd want internet.
Oh, you do?
But yeah, no phone. I would go with internet. Yeah, I could live without my phone.
Yeah, I could. It'd be rough, but I could do it.
No, Jack, you couldn't live with it. I took your phone from you and you freaked out. You freaked out. You, like, were basically attacking me trying to get your phone back. You would not live without your phone.
I don't seem to remember that happening.
Yes, you do. Because Ryan chimed in and he was trying to get it back to
you. Jack, it was right after you lost.
Hey, Jack, keep in mind, I tried to help you. I tried to help you there.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. You're a good man.
Wow. Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers unite.
Brothers for life.
They're not actually brothers.
Hit me with another question. I'm digging this.
Would you rather be the smartest person or the hottest person?
Smartest.
I mean, I feel like I'm obliged to say smartest, but like I want to say hottest.
Why?
I mean, babe.
I'd say smartest because your looks can only get you so far.
I mean,
buddy-o.
That's true.
Like one day when you're husband, old, though? Like it's not about looks anymore. It's like what you got up in the.
It's not even about that. You're old. You play bingo. You don't need.
Yeah. What do you need to be smart for?
Okay, well, it's about your intelligence. I mean, you can teach other people.
I mean, he didn't say that I'd be dumb.
Have you ever talked to, like, an old person? They are so intelligent. They just have so much, like, life
wisdom.
Knowledge.
Well,
yeah, if
wisdom.
You're ever bored, just talk to an old person, and you will be like...
There is a difference between intelligence and wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're just so smart. A lot of them are so smart. They have life experience, and they're intelligent. Like, would you let me finish? They're intelligent, too, though. I mean, they've...
Not all of them.
Okay. Smart. I'd rather be smart.
I'd rather be
Move
smart.
On. Move on.
Moving on to the next
Jackson,
question.
What are you doing?
I'm
Ask the next
I'm
question.
Thinking smart or hot?
Okay,
Would
you choose
you
smart.
I'll do smart.
Be the richest person on the planet.
Hey, that was mine.
Or immortal.
Immortal. That'd be way cooler. Seeing everything.
I'm going richest.
Seeing everything. And like,
I would be sad if I was immortal.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
You probably
like,
watch everybody you love die.
What if you just like kept falling in love and then they die and then you fall in love and then they die and it's like, oof.
I mean, that's true. That's sad. Oof. But like,
that's when you'd have to
be so
become
cool.
like a strong, independent woman.
I mean, I guess richest man in the world. They're both pretty cool options, but.
Okay, would you rather have a rewind button in your life or a pause button?
Rewind.
Oh.
Rewind.
Because I feel like there'd be no point to pause. Because let's say you mess something up. You just pause it. Yeah, cool.
I
you
would
want
a rewind button.
I think the pause button.
I think
is.
A better question would be a rewind or a fast forward. Because like some situations, you're like, oh my god, can we fast forward?
I would never choose a fast forward.
I mean, life I would still precious. Choose rewind, but
hey, life is precious. You wouldn't want to skip through it.
Thank you,
Thank
Ryan.
You. Quote of the day.
I feel very touched inside.
Okay, one more, Ryan. You got anything?
Would you rather be a lawyer or a doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I want to be a lawyer.
Lawyer.
Lawyers are fun. They're so argumentative, and I can just like...
Yeah, but that's paperwork and like... I don't
know. Yeah, but doctor...
Being a doctor, you could see so much.
But you could lose patients, too. Like, you could lose people, and they will die on you. You wouldn't want that to happen.
Okay, this is Bloody Mary by Silver Sun Pickups here on The Edge.
For it's the number one game show, it's the number one game show, for it's the number one game show on WHJE.
The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE is coming back right now.
Good work, Kendall. That was Kendall Walters.
No,
that
was
Kendall
it?
Ring.
It was
that
not.
That was Kendall Walters' promo.
No, it We're wasn't.
To it again.
It was not my out. Promo. I would not put my name on that work.
You sang it, though. I was in the booth.
No,
when
I didn't.
You sang
no,
it.
I didn't.
I was in the booth, too.
I definitely did not.
Yeah, it was you and two other girls.
No, it was not.
No, it definitely was. I completely
All right, I
that.
Believe I'm here to say goodbye.
Yes, time for final goodbyes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Kendall, you got...
Bye.
Nice job, Jack. That's what you want to go
no,
on air for?
It's been a good run. I'll see you guys... Well, actually, I'll talk to you guys.
In a couple weeks.
Talk to you
like
guys in
two,
a couple weeks.
3 weeks, maybe.
Who am I facing? Do we know?
You do not know yet.
I'll go check real quick.
And, who is it between?
It's either Brady or... I want to say Addy, but I don't think it's Addy.
Did Kurt win?
Kurt did win, but he's on the other side of the bracket.
It's Brady or Emily.
Emily.
Okay. Emily will give me a run for my money.
You've played Emily, haven't you?
Yes, I lost to Emily.
Yeah.
Was that in
that was in quarter one.
Was that in the Final Four to the championship?
It was, yeah. It was Final Four.
So you had
something like that.
She was the one that beat you to the
this
championship.
This is the first Elite Eight round, by the way, so that's... Pretty exciting. So
we got
Jack,
Brady.
Sorry. You made it to the Elite Eight, but
I mean, I did my best. That's all that matters. I'm not on the radio much, so this is a pleasure.
Brady and Emily to play each other.
Kurt and Rebecca are
Kurt
playing,
and, Rebecca
and Olivia and
Addy.
Olivia.
Kennett.
Kennett. Yeah.
Kennett and who
Addy
else?
Addy.
Oh,
and then
Addy.
Rebecca Wells against Kurt Spittler.
Interesting.
Both of those games will be on next week, and Brady and Emily sometime later.
Gotcha.
I guess in 2 weeks.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that, guys.
So
okay,
something else cool about the Breaking
Point. One more cool thing about the Breaking Point. We are a month away from a national competition in New York, and I'm going to that. I'm sponsoring the Breaking Point. Yeah, I'm going there.
Oh,
and neat. Breaking Point was nominated for the best national or
high school radio station
talk show. So I'm kind of excited about that. I mean, it's pretty cool. If we win, you guys can say that you've listened to the
number one high school talk show in the nation.
Yeah.
It's an exciting idea.
I was on it, so I trump all of them.
It's okay.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Being on it trumps listening, I guess.
Trumps.
If you guys...
Donald Trump.
I was waiting for Ryan to say that. Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's about it. That's going to do it for the Breaking Point. We have the Coliseum game coming on in about 10 minutes. That's broadcast by Brady Klein and Jack Kaiser. Can't wait for that one. This next song right here is Gotta Get Away by the Black Keys here on The Edge.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week. Same time, 5 to 6:30. We'll have the four guests on, and we'll continue the brackets.
If you want to see a picture of that bracket, that bracket's on our Instagram, breaking period, because the period looks like a point, 91.3.
Or if you want to listen to all of our old shows that we've done before, you can go to our website, whje.com, go for shows, Breaking Point. See you next week.